Well, Mr. if you have too many people spending the night at your house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor? You know, if you have to make a bed up on the floor, what do you call that?
I don't know. I ain't never done that.
A pallet? Yeah.
Have you ever heard people talk about a pallet?
Yeah, I hear people talk about a pallet, but I seen people have company when they can sleep, just throw a mattress down on the floor, and
mm-hmm.
I reckon they call it a pallet, I reckon, I don't know.
Okay. What do you call low ground in a river valley where some crops might be planted? Low ground in a river valley where it's real rich and you might plant some corn or something?
I call that a bottom.
Okay. Will you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Roads? Well,
well, how about like this road right out here? What kind of road would you call that?
I call it a concrete road.
Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Well, what about a road that doesn't have any kind of paving on it? What do you call that?
I call it a dirt road.
Okay. And how about one that has a black surface, a paved road that has a black surface? Do you have a special name for that?
Well, I call them all paved roads.
Okay. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country? Do you have a special name for it, or do you just call it a ditch?
I just call it a ditch.
Okay. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't do any work?
I call him a no-count dog.
Okay. What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time? You know, when they go, yeah, like that. What do you call that?
I call that an animal braying.
Okay. Have you ever heard people call it whinnying or whickering or nickeling or something like that?
Yeah, I've heard people call it whickering.
Whickering?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing as braying?
Yeah, the same thing.
What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this that children like to play with? And they pull it apart, you know? It's a chicken bone that's in the breast of the chicken. You know what I'm talking about? And sometimes they say you can make a wish on it, you know, and then you break it, and if your hand's longer, your wish will come true, and if it's shorter, you get married first. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, I would call it a breastbone.
Okay, that's fine. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth is cut, and then it grows back again, and you can cut it again. What do you call it when you can cut it again? Do you call it a second growth or a second crop? Something like that?
Well, I never have. Of course, I've farmed all my life, but I never have raised no millet.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy raised it. We call it millet.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but you cut and it'll come out and you could cut it again.
Uh-huh. Well, when you cut it again, would you call that a second growth or a second crop? Or did you have a word that meant that you were cutting it the second time?
Couldn't say.
Okay. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
And what do you call something that's made out of cornmeal? That's a little, you make it in a little ball and you cook it with turnip greens. Cook it in the pot liquor. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know if people fix these in this part of the state.
Mm.
But it's cornmeal and you make it in a little ball and you put it on top of the turnip greens and you cook it.
You got me some, yeah.
You all have those.